This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson producing, unpacking a lot about the Steelers, talking specifically about the Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, Art Rooney II power structure and the defense and what needs to happen, who's responsible for what, and sort of our obsession with playing the blame game. I understand it. Things have not gone well. They've given up a lot of yards and points, and this defense has not made anywhere close to expectations, not met expectations. It's been rough. Let's talk about it with Nick Faribault from PennLive.com, Harrisburg Patriot News. Nick is available on the fan hotline, also on the YouTube stream. What's going on, my man? How are you?
I'm doing well, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Thank you for doing it. The perfect person to get into this. I saw a little tiff this afternoon on social media talking about who is responsible for what relative to Mike Tomlin calling the defense. So let's start there. So I guess Mike Tomlin isn't designing defenses or blitzes or calling exact plays. Clarify for me. What is Mike Tomlin responsible for here?
So TA calls the plays on game day. He has the game sheet. He has the mic connecting to Patrick Queen, who is the green dot. He's also the one making in-game adjustments to where the players, if they have a suggestion, say on game day, say, hey, we see this, we want to do that. They go to Terrell Austin. I've heard of instances of Mike Tomlin literally telling players, that sounds good, but I'm not the man that changes that. TA is. So Terrell Austin does that. However, Mike Tomlin absolutely sets up the philosophy of the defense, the schematics of which they run, and kind of the ideas of which TA has to pick from, and he absolutely has a big part in game planning throughout a week. He's absolutely sitting in there, setting up the strategy of it. I think really the best way to talk about it is there's generals and there's colonels, right? The general gives the marching orders. The colonels sometimes act out how you do that.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin might go into a week and say, hey, TA, we're going to run a lot of man-to-man against this team. They struggle against the blitz. We want to heat them up. How you get to those looks, how you disguise that, how you get to those blitzes, what blitzes you run, what personnel is probably how TA kind of talks to his guys and talks to the assistants, and then they kind of work it out. Mike T also is there in those meetings. But so, in other words, what I'm trying to say is Mike T has a big say in what happens regardless of this, even if he's not the one talking to Patrick Queen on game day.
Yeah, Nick, I was talking about that in the opening hour and like trying to it's fair to criticize the defense. It's fair to criticize TA. It's fair to criticize Tomlin. It's fair to criticize a lot of stuff right now. I don't think it's met expectations, but like, let's at least try to be fair on what we're criticizing. Let's not try to say that Mike Tomlin is the one calling the plays. He's not. At the same time, I would argue that their overarching defensive philosophy in some of these games has not been good enough. He has not had his team ready to play. What has been your evaluation of the defense so far? And assuming it hasn't been glowing, I don't know why it would be. Like, where do we go from here? What needs to change?
Yeah, I mean, it's been obviously poor, but it's not just personnel things. And, you know, I've seen some people argue it's just talent. If they just had better players, everything would be good. And I don't think that's right.
No, I don't think that's right
either. The coaching
either,
has been subpar.
Yeah.
You know, and while the play has been subpar of guys like Slay and Thornhill and I think Clark and others have been rocky at times. Like the linebacker play has been up and down every week. You never know what you're going to get from anyone in that room. I do think that they have struggled with schematics, communication. Every first read feels like it's open, Jason. I mean, Jordan Love didn't even have to look off any, you know, safety, DB, linebackers. The guy was just wide open most of the time. And I think that's a real issue. So it's been really bad. If this continues where it just looks easy, looks pitch and catch, I think the run defense now is a significant concern. It was before Deshaun Elliott got hurt. Without him, I think it's a huge concern that Jonathan Taylor is going to just slice and dice them down for 200 this week or something like that. I think that's a big concern. They don't tackle in the open field. There's a lot of things they just don't do really well. They didn't even get lined up correctly on a lot of these plays. I mean, they had 10 people on the field on the two-point conversion because Brandon Echols thought it was going to be an extra point, and then no one called a timeout to get him on the field. I mean, that's just a poorly coached unit. So it's bad personnel, bad play, inconsistent play on top of bad coaching. And when you get that, what you get is one of the top five worst defenses in football, which the Steelers have been on most statistics this year. They are a bottom five defense. And what you can't tell me is I understand that they have some holes talent-wise, but you can't tell me a really good defensive mind wouldn't have this group playing decently well. There's enough talent here for this team to have a good defense. It's not – the cupboard is not bare.
Yeah.
I want to say that. And so there's enough there. And so where I think this is going, Jason, and I was in that locker room after this game, is I think there's buy-in that's starting to wane. And when buy-in starts to wane, you need to make significant changes. And they have done it before in season. It hasn't gotten quite there yet, but I am worried that if it continues to pop up like this and the performances continue to stack that are poor, we're going to get to a spot where Matt Canada was fired similarly in 2023. Where maybe they have to move on from Terrell Austin just to say they made a move and get a spark in these guys.
We're chatting with Nick Faribault from PennLive.com. You can follow Nick at FaribaughFB. Read his stuff, of course, at PennLive.com, Harrisburg Patriot News. All right, Nick, so if they make a change – number one, I mean, what would that mean for personnel? Who would take over the defense? And two, I don't know. How likely is that? That seems so far-fetched that they would do that in season. Do you see that as a realistic possibility?
I do. If you can't lose the locker room. I mean, the locker room, if they don't have buy-in from the guys and they think that Terrell Austin isn't maybe the guy for the job, kind of have to. That's what happened in 2023 is – everyone on offense lost faith in Matt Canada. They didn't believe in the game plan anymore. And you saw it on tape. You saw effort wane, and you saw just things continue to fall into disrepair on that offense. And things are starting to happen now on defense. You know, some guys are dogging it out there and not putting in full effort. It feels like they're making business decisions. Every week now, Jason, we look and we see them have the hands up right at each other looking, what's going on? What's going on? And some of that has to come back to the play caller. You know, you're the guy talking to the green dot linebacker. You got to get through to that guy.
Nick, do you think the play calling issue, you think the communication issues are more with the play calling? Like we hear so much, you know what I mean? The communication issues on the back end. Yeah. Like, are they more a Terrell Austin problem or a Mike Tomlin problem? Or maybe a player's problem? I'm always curious where this is coming from.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Cause they don't blow. They don't blow a lot of their really kind of intricate coverages. It's not like they're blowing a ton of their, you know, disguise stuff. It's the basic stuff that they run, and they're still blowing it.
Right.
And so that's a significant issue to me is what is going on there. And so I think, you know, part of it is player-led, but we've seen this over multiple players now, right? It's, you know, they got rid of a lot of guys and brought in Slay and brought in Ramsey and brought in a lot of guys, and it's still happening, which means it's coaching. And that's Mike Tomlin, that's Terrell Austin, that's position coaches. They got rid of the position coaches last year. Grady Brown and Aaron Curry aren't here anymore. They thought maybe that was the issue. Usually when you are coordinating a defense, though, you are the one setting up the communication structure, getting in with guys and saying, this is how you communicate, this is how you do that. And because it's happening under Mike Tomlin's watch, and it's now happened for 12 games, 13 games, it also falls on him. But day to day, I do think you talk about communication. How do you do these details? That's going to be your position coaches. That's going to be Terrell Austin really breaking down that minutia with guys. So right now, I'd probably say it's a TA problem. But Mike T, if you keep seeing it go on, and I think this is something that is happening, is sometimes you need to step in. And I think there might actually be a need for Mike T to step in a little more on that stuff and just see how that goes. It could go poorly as well, and then you don't have a deflect blame game anymore, right? It's everyone, and that I think certainly happens. But it's also his fault because he keeps watching and letting it happen. So, yeah, a lot of different things on that front.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nick, one question I had for you that I don't understand the answer to this. I just know what I'm watching and it ain't good. Like Tucker Kraft exploits them. Tight ends for years have exploited the Steelers. Obviously, it's going to be a central storyline with the Colts this week and Tyler Warren. Why do tight ends have such a field day with this defense?
There's a few reasons why. I don't think the talent at safety has always been great. When you're covering, for example, back in like 2018, Sean Davis just ain't very good. But you think about Kraft and you think about those guys. One, the Steelers this year specifically have not tackled well. That's a big one for him. And also, they just allow the middle of the field to be open a lot. The Steelers run a lot of man-to-man. They run a lot of cover three. And so their linebackers have to be very disciplined. And if you're in man-to-man and you don't have the horses to run with those guys in man-to-man, that's what happens. Your tight ends get open, especially at safety. The Steelers have also had a hole at slot corner for a long time. This year they actually don't. I think they fixed that with Jalen Ramsey. But slot corner was exploitable when you had guys like Beanie Bishop in there and Arthur Mollett and Cam Sutton and those likes. You were able to out-physical them at the catch point. There's a bunch of different things. And really, it comes down to that middle of the field, not the deep middle of the field, because they always have a guy rowing back there in their single high coverages. But that middle of the field intermediate part, that 10 to 20 yards, is always wide open on this team. And a lot of that comes down to linebacker play, but a lot of it also comes down to an inability to have discipline in the middle of the field, especially against the run. They are a run first, stopping team first. And so these linebackers are taught to trigger downhill and go for the run, and that's when you see all those open lanes behind them in the passing game.
Nick Faribault from Penn Live is our guest. We're chatting with him on the Fan Hotline. You can follow Nick on Twitter or X at FaribaughFB. Read his stuff at PennLive.com. All right, Nick, as far as the pass rush and creating splash that has not happened, what are you seeing in that regard? How might that change for this weekend against the Colts? More Nick Herbig? Is there anything else schematically they can do?
Yeah, you need more Nick Herbig. I think that's obvious. TJ Watt right now, I just think you look at his explosiveness. I look at Next Gen Stats the other day. They track first step statistics. His first step in 2023, he got off the ball in 0.75 seconds. This year, it's 0.94. That's significant. That's 0.2 tenths of a second. But in football, that means the world. He's slowing down a little bit. He's also getting beat into pace. He played 93% of the snaps before that final drive for the Packers. And I understand that a lot of edge rushers play a lot of snaps. He's 31 and he's on pace to play a career high of snaps and a career high snap percentage.
That should not happen. That should not happen with a guy like Herbig. Why?
I don't understand it. So Herbig needs to play more one. Two, they need to stop sending blitzes and just every time that they think that they should. Jordan Love came into this game number one in completion percentage, number one in success rate, and number one in APA per play against blitzes. And they blitzed him the most out of any quarterback they faced this year. And he diced them up. And I think that's just a thing. You know, you rely on your four-man rush a little bit. You've invested so much in your front. You have guys. It's not like they can't win up front. There's this, like, notion right now going around that the Steelers can't win if they rush four. And that's not really true. The Steelers can. Yeah. They have a lot of really good players and pass rushers. It's okay to only rush four and drop seven back. They got to stop blitzing so much. It's become a Brain Fajoco, I think, put it perfectly. He tweeted this out. He said they use it as a fastball. It should be your changeup. It shouldn't be the main thing you do.
I like the baseball
analogy. So they rely
too
much on that. And that's a large reason why the quick game's open, Jason, because you look at the time to throw for these quarterbacks, they're getting it out in under 2.5 seconds. Flacco got out in 2.27. Love got out, I think, at 2.49. It's just quick passes, quick passes, quick passes. If the ball's coming out that quick, nobody's getting home. And that's really how they neutralize the pass rush. The coverage and the pass rush aren't married to each other right now. No team does it worse in the league than the Steelers of doing that. If you can cover up that first read, you can get that quarterback to hitch a little bit, and then your rushers can get home. And so the back end's just as important to the front end here. And so, yeah, there's a few things that they can do to open that up. But I think that's that part of this very fixable. They have the horses to get after quarterbacks.
Last question for you, Nick. The Colts in here this week, they're 7-1. They're really good. They're scoring a bunch of points. What concerns you the most about this matchup?
Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the easy answer. He's playing like an MVP candidate. I mean, he really is. And if they can't stop the run, the Steelers don't have a shot in this game. If they can slow him down and force the ball into Daniel Jones's hands, I'm still not certain that they'll be able to stop them, but I feel a lot better about that than JT running up and down the yard on them all day. Because if you get him into circumstances where he has to throw the football, I think you have the opportunity maybe then to start creating turnovers. And I think that's where the Steelers can equalize the playing field and do all of that. And so that concerns me significantly. I actually think, you know, you look at the Steelers' offense again, they match up. It's not a terrible matchup for them again. The Steelers' offense is probably going to be able to score a little bit of points here, probably over 20. They've gotten over 20 in all but one game this year. So if this defense can force a turnover or two and at least keep the Colts down just within range, I think that would change everything for this defense. But they can't stop Jonathan Taylor. They don't have a prayer of stopping this offense. So they cannot let him go off.
Nick Faribault, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure. Have a great rest of your night. I'll see you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me
on. All right, take care. Nick Faribault from PennLive.com. Make sure you check his work out there. Follow him on Twitter or X at FaribaughtFB. Great stuff from Nick, as always. Going to wade through some of that when we come back. I also want to look ahead to that Colts matchup and some of the things that concern me. A little bit of a spoiler. That list is long. I was not a believer in the Colts for a long time this season. I am a believer in the Colts right now. They look pretty darn good. And like Nick said, Jonathan Taylor is playing as well as anybody in that backfield. The Steelers have had some problems stopping the run. That wasn't as much of a factor on Sunday night. They actually did a pretty good job against Josh Jacobs, but a whole different type of test here against the Colts, 1 o'clock at Acrisure Stadium. Looking forward to that one. Honestly, I love Sunday 1 o'clock games at Acrisure. I like Sunday night football too, but there's a certain atmosphere there. Getting down there early on a Sunday and basking in it. It'll be me, Donnie Football, Mark Cabali at the Rivers Casino for Fan Game Day. Always enjoy that as well. The Fan text line's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So as we said, and we're talking about with Nick, the Colts present a formidable challenge. I'll describe to you why, and we'll glance ahead to that a little bit. Some baseball talk later in the hour. Joel and I are going to go back and forth on that crazy, crazy World Series game earlier this morning, how it disrupted all of our sleep patterns, but for a great reason, and just some of the insane numbers that it produced. Bob Smizek, former Post-Gazette columnist, will join me at 8 o'clock. Always enjoy talking baseball with Bob. We'll talk about the Pirates. We'll talk about the World Series. Have a fun question to ask Bob. Always a good time. You're listening to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Thanks so much for finding us. Don't go anywhere. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.